Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Systemair second quarter 2012 financial results call on the 13th of September 2012. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Systemair. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might, the negative of such terms, or other similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technology and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Systemair and its operations. I'll now hand the conference over to Evgeny Chuikov. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for dialing in to discuss Systemair's second quarter financial results. Participating today are Mikhail Shamolin, our President and CEO, Alexey Buyanov, Senior Vice President and CFO, and myself, Evgeny Chuikov, Head of Investor Relations. You can find a presentation of today's results on our website at systemair.ru, and I will now turn the call over to Mikhail for his comments.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us to discuss Systemair's second quarter 2012 results. Systemair today reported a solid set of numbers reflecting good underlying growth across its key investments. The group financials in the reporting period were affected by two key items. Firstly, the significant ruble depreciation against the dollar of 11% on the year and write-offs in connection with MTS operations in Uzbekistan. With both factors aside, our revenue and OIBDA showed consistent growth year-on-year in rubles with 3.9% and 2.7% increase respectively. Our net income without one-off rose 23% to $408 million. We reduced SG&A expenses by 7.7%, while more importantly, we maintained a net debt position of $5 million versus $1.4 billion in the comparable period last year. These results were primarily driven by steady operational growth in core assets. At MTS, sustained growth in usage of voice and data products resulted in 10% year-on-year growth in revenues in rubles and double-digit increase in ARPU and MOU. The company's margins showed excellent improvement and increased 2.4 percentage points to 44% as the effects of the management strategy and stabilized competitive environment filtered further through. We're also pleased to see MTS restart its operations in Turkmenistan with a successful launch earlier this month. Turning to Bashneft, the company reported good operational momentum with net operating cash flow more than doubled year-on-year in the second quarter, despite a substantial increase in export duty in the reporting period. Bashneft's production increased 2% compared to second quarter 2011 and remained largely flat as guided versus first quarter this year. Importantly, these results were achieved at a time of softening oil prices, which in the period fell 9% compared to Q1 2012 and 6% versus Q2 2011. Importantly, the company is resolving license issues around Treps and Titov, and field development remains much on track. In the developing assets portfolio, we've seen good progress being made in several investments. Детский мир narrowed its OIBDA loss substantially and reduced SG&A expenses despite 19% expansion in retail space year on year. The company rolled out 11 new stores in Q2 and has delivered a 12% increase in sales in rubles year on year. RTI deconsolidated Intracom, reducing debt by 17% quarter on quarter, completed its consolidation of Citronics, and will soon complete its merger with Envision. Looking at the developing assets portfolio overall, despite certain aforementioned factors influencing revenue and OIBDA numbers, all of the companies except Xi'an are on track for OIBDA breakeven by end of this year. On M&A, turning our attention to other events in the quarter, as you have seen, we have made steady progress with our buyback program. Today, we acquired 4.3 million GDRs and 10.6 million ordinary shares, having spent approximately $100 million. This program will run through to the 15th of October, and we will review and assess it once it's complete. In the second quarter, we also announced a major divestment of the power generating unit of Bashkirenergo. The deal will bring Sistema 14 billion rubles, and is due to be completed before year-end. This is the second major divestment in 2 years and further establishes our track record in securing a very attractive monetization for our investments. Overall, in the reporting period, 7 deals were announced by the holding company at the portfolio level. Some of these are smaller acquisitions by our invested companies. They are significant as they expand our presence and add important scale to the business. There are several deals we are working on at the holding company level. At this stage, it is too early to reveal the details, but we hope some of them will reach investment decision shortly. These are mid-sized acquisitions which are consistent with our strategy and sectors of interest such as infrastructure, transport, agriculture, and resources. Finally, I'd like to turn our attention briefly to the situation in India and SSTL. As many of you have seen, the auction dates have now been set for the fourth quarter, with all cancelled licenses, including SSTLs, extended to January 2013 to allow operators to take part in the process. However, Sistema and SSTL have not taken any decision on auction participation and strongly believe that the price recommended by the Indian government significantly damages the telecom industry's prospects. Our focus at the moment is on the curative petition we filed in May and which we hope will be reviewed in the coming weeks. Our decision on auction participation will depend on the status of this petition. In the meantime, SSTL continues to manage its costs tightly, and we will see further effects starting from Q3. I will now turn the call over to Alexey Buyanov, who will discuss our financials in more detail. Alexey, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mikhail. Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As Mikhail mentioned, our results were significantly impacted by the events in Uzbekistan and macroeconomic factors such as lower oil prices and ruble depreciation. Despite these factors, the performance of the group and individual companies remains very strong. Before I talk you through the details in each portfolio, I would like to draw your attention to our net income, which without one-off has increased by 22.8% year-on-year to $408 million. One of the key reasons for this is the significant reduction of the group's SG&A expenses by 7% year-on-year. A contribution to these results came from MTS, which reduced expenses by 15%. The core assets portfolio reported a 5.9% year-on-year decline in revenues, mainly due to the ruble depreciation against the U.S. dollar and lower oil prices and export sales at Bashnet. The portfolio's OIBDA without the one-off decline year-on-year as a result of high oil export duties and oil product excise rates faced by Bashnet. The core assets portfolio's net income without the one-offs amounted to $569.6 million. The main factors affecting the performance of our developing assets portfolio was the deconsolidation of the tour operating and retail businesses of interest and Intracom Telecom in RTI. As consequences, The portfolio's revenue decreased by 14.1% year-on-year to $941.5 million, while OIBDA loss expanded, reflecting the aforementioned deconsolidation and also increased loan provisions at MTS Bank. You can see the group financial results as well as by portfolio in more details in the presentation published on our website. Net cash provided by operations in the second quarter of 2012 increased by 38.8% year-on-year and by 34.7% quarter-on-quarter to $1,683,000,000. In particular, a significant rise in operating cash flow was seen in Bashneft, which enabled the company to increase capex and reduce net debt. In the reporting period, the group paid $60 million for the acquisition of businesses. The group also spent $627 million to increase its share in subsidiaries such as Bashneft and Citronics. Turning to our debt position in the second quarter, total debt amounted to $15.7 billion US, compared to $16.7 billion in the first quarter. A 6.4% decrease resulted primarily from low debt at MTS and Bashneft, as well as the consolidation of Intercom Telecom from RTI and ruble depreciation. The group's net debt amounted to $13 billion at the end of June, compared to $14.2 billion at the end of June 2011. The group's debt currency profile demonstrates limited currency exposure, with its share of Russian ruble-denominated loans amounting to 70% of the total debt at the group level and to 66% at the corporate holding level. The total debt at the corporate holding level decreased by 7% year-on-year, totaling $1.6 billion, while the net debt stood at $5 million. The change in debt quarter-on-quarter was primarily driven by the successful placement of 500 million euro bonds nominated in the US dollars, with interest of 6.95%. We believe that the current debt and cash management policies are in line with the financial strategy of the corporation. In the second quarter, two international agencies, Moody's and Fitch, confirmed the corporation's credit ratings at high BB- and Ba3. Overall, the group's debt portfolio at the end of the reporting period is well balanced with respect to its maturity structure and currency exposure. In the second quarter, intragroup annual dividends declared by MTS and Bashneft and attributable to the corporate holding level amounted in total to $860 million. The cash inflows from dividends received in the third quarter contributed in strong cash position of the corporate holding level. With this, I would like to thank you for your attention and handle the call over to Evgeny again.
Thank you, Alexey. I think we're now ready to take questions.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and there will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you. The first question comes from Alexei Gogolev from JP Morgan. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon, Mikhail. I would like to clarify the statement that you just made and just for us to understand. So you will not be making a decision regarding India until there is some sort of an announcement by the Supreme Court. It says here in your presentation that this will be sometime in the fourth quarter. However, to apply and take part in the auctions, I believe the application needs to be sent until October the 19th. So can you confirm that if there is no ruling by the Supreme Court until that date, you will announce some sort of a decision whether or not you will stay in India?
Well, I think you'll definitely know our decision by October 19th.
Okay. Thank you. And Also, with regards to your M&A plans, it says here in the presentation that potential new project pipeline is up to $1.5 to $2 billion. So I was just wondering whether there is something substantial in the pipeline, or you are just looking at small projects like the ones that were acquired in the second quarter.
We have four projects with the average size of around $400 million and one project with the size of a billion or over a billion.
Great. Thank you very much, Mikhail.
Thank you. The next question comes from Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hi. Thank you. I just wanted to ask you about the buyback. You said you will review, but what are your I mean, clearly, most likely it's going to be difficult to complete it by the original deadline. What are your initial thoughts? Are you mostly likely to stop at whatever level you complete, or you will do the full 300?
We haven't really discussed it thoroughly with the shareholders and the board yet. I think we'll have to see exactly how much money we'll spend by October 15th, and then we'll make a decision on whether to. We cannot just extend the buyback. We'll have to announce a new one, and I think we'll make our decision by then. We don't have a decision yet.
But as a management, would your preference be to do the full 300?
We'll see where the market goes. And, we started the buyback when the shares were quite cheap, and we believe it was a very good time. Right now the stock has come up significantly, and we'll have to review and understand where it goes before we make a decision. It's still cheap, though. It's still cheap, so we do not exclude. I don't want to give you a definitive answer. We don't exclude, but we don't confirm. It's really sort of we haven't decided yet.
A question to Alexei on your holding company debt levels. Can you quickly run through the you have a position one? It's pretty much zero. So just you raised the.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up quite badly. Can you repeat the start of that question?
Yeah, on the. You had a net cash at the end of Q1. Now it's pretty much zero. Could you just explain the movements? So you raised it.
There were interruptions in your question, but I've got the whole idea that, the answer is that most of the cash still on stay on the deposits, and, this is short investments. And with that, no big changes because, we're practically at the same level as it was in Q1 with additional money we've got. There were some investments which are minor. All the rest are on the deposits.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anna Kurbatova from Gazprom Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you tell us whether the proceeds from the Bashkirenergo deal will increase your dividend base for 2012? So as far as your dividend policy suggests that you spend part of the cash deal profits on dividends. Thank you.
Yes, our intention is to do exactly as it says in our dividend policy, which is to share part of the dividend or part of the proceeds, profit of the sale with the shareholders. But, of course, we'll announce as of dividends once the time is due, which is spring next year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And could you also clarify, you mentioned October 19 as a date for some decision on India. Could you clarify, please, what will happen on the day? Thank you.
This date is the date when, according to the existing timetable, we're supposed to claim our interest in the auction to reacquire back the frequency which was taken away from us by the decision of Indian Supreme Court. So by that date, we will decide whether we participate in the auctions or not participate in the auctions. And if we do not participate in the auctions, then, you know, we'll have to decide what we do with the remaining business and our investment in India overall.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That's very clear.
Thank you. The next question comes from Vyacheslav Shilin from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just wanted to ask you to clarify how exactly you calculate net debt at the consolidated level. In particular, I'm interested on the composition of the line item in your financial statements, which is called short-term investments, which grew by, you know, almost three times year-on-year, from the December 11. And what it is composed of, that would be most interesting to know. Thank you.
Well, we're just talking only about highly liquid deposits, which can be converted into cash within a few days without any material discounts. Well, to the body amount. And but we do not meet the definition of cash equivalents due to the longer term stated in the contracts. And well, that's the oral answer. With that, we just do have some debt papers, well, which are liquid as well in our portfolio, which is not a cash as well.
So the 2.794 billion dollars is composed of bank deposits and
this is mainly deposits
and fixed and bond investments in the bonds.
There are some amount invested there.
Okay, but from the liquidity standpoint, this is almost equal to cash equivalents.
In a big way, yes, but there are no such a definition for cash equivalents as it is defined in the financials, in the FedEx.
Okay, but when you calculate your net debt position, do you consider it, do you deduct this from your total debt, this 2.794?
We just do as it is stated in the financials, and Don't take in consideration the bonds and short-term investments.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Konstantin Lykman from Revelation Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for great presentation and opportunity to ask questions. The first question I have is actually on the buyback. And, Mikhail, you already mentioned that you will make a decision by the 15th of October when the current program is scheduled to end. The question I actually have is, you mentioned that the decision was made because the company's stock price was cheap and is still cheap. But does the company consider, in making a decision, do you consider the relative cheapness of Sistema stock relative its effectively investment in some of the parts, because obviously it's an investment company now. And on that basis, I would probably say that it is still grossly undervalued, and therefore, yes, the stock had a good run, but it's still significant discount. Whether that will have a bearing on the decision you make to extend or indeed approve a new buyback program?
Of course, all of the above. You know, we still consider our stock to be cheap. We still consider discount to be quite large, and all of those points will be taken into consideration while we make a decision on whether to continue the buyback or not.
Okay, great. As a follow-up question I had, does the company, have you actually made any decision as to what to do with the stock you are buying, both the depository receipts and the local shares? Are they likely to be cancelled, or are you still considering that?
Well, just even at the beginning, we were just having an intention to conceal it, but from the technical point of view, just to do this, it is, well, on the corporate side, it's a nightmare to do. And with that, at the moment, we just keep it as treasury shares, and, well, we'd see what should be done with it, Paul, further on, not now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's it.
Once again, if any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and there'll be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you. The first question comes from Anna Lepetokina from Trachea Dialer. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hello. My first question is on the amount of short-term investments at the holding level. Can you please disclose this amount given that it impacts your net debt position?
Well, it is just almost the short-term investments, and, Paul.
Thank you. The next question comes from Alexander Vergranovich of Equity Capital.
To Anna, well, this is 1.3 billion.
1.3 billion at the end of second quarter, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I have one more question on Sistema Mass Media. In July, you sold the TV channel Moscovia. Then also recently, the press disclosed that you made the decision to withdraw your participation in the reorganization of Landfill. Can you probably shed some light on your strategy regarding this business unit, whether you want to strengthen position in some segments? Also, can you please give the breakdown of revenues for Sistema Mass Media, because you have quite high spikes in revenues growth from growth to decline. So what is the main contributor to revenues in this business unit? Thank you.
The main contributor of revenue to this business is so-called RWS, Russian World Studios, which is basically a film production, mostly TV series production business. That's the main cash generator. We have been taking a number of radical steps to reduce losses and improve financial performance of SMM this year, including closing studios in Moscow at the Zil factory. We were paying a very high rent payments and moving all the production to St. Petersburg, to the studios where we actually own the space and equipment, and therefore reduce the size of rental payments. Also, as you noted, we sold Moscovia actually at a profit, so that was a value accretive transaction for us, and we're optimizing other aspects of the business. Our strategy with SMM is basically twofold. One is to develop IPTV business on the basis of stream, brand, and secondly, develop VOD, again on the basis of a former Omelet and now Stream platform. We have developed this platform. We have made it available on many TV screens, especially connected TVs, which are now being actively sold and distributed in the Russian market. We also are transferring a large part of content aggregation and distribution business, which was acquired before by MTS on the open market from outside contractors. So we're pulling a lot of this business inside of Stream, and I believe that could give a boost to SMM revenues and EBITDA. Even though you probably know that the size of this business is fairly small and at this point insignificant for Sistema. But we're hoping that IPTV and VOD strategy can give this business a new boost.
But just a follow-up, so you're planning an organic growth, or you also consider M&As in this segment?
No, so far we are looking at organic growth. We're not considering any serious M&As in this area, given the complexity and competition and not very high return on investment in the media business today in Russia.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Alexander Vogranovich from Ocriti Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a follow-up question on India. Are you currently engaged in any negotiations with other market players on the market to create a strategic alliance or just jointly participate in the auctions to reduce your exposure? And if not, do you also consider some scale down of your investment there by participation in the auctions for only a limited amount of districts? Thank you.
Yeah, we are considering all kinds of scenarios now, and we're involved in all kinds of discussions with all kinds of players, but we don't have a scenario which we are ready to announce yet. We are considering everything from complete closing down the business, writing it off, and moving on to all kinds of potential industry consolidation scenarios. But we don't have a definitive answer for you at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up from Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to go back to the buyback. What do you do with the shares acquired? And I understand the technical difficulties with dealing with the...
Yes, the question. I think Alexey Buyanov has answered this question already. Those shares are at this point treasury shares. Our intention was and is to cancel them, but we haven't found a way to do this yet. So they continue be treasury shares at this point.
Sorry, so does that answer your question? Thank you. The next question comes from Senia Aroyunova from RMG Securities. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hello everyone. Just a small question on the MedSea revenues. You said that the 11% contraction of revenues was owed to the decrease in the average check due to changes in the policies of insurance companies. Could you please give some more color on that? Is it of like one-off nature, or we should expect continuing negative effects on that?
No, I believe it has a lot to do with the transition from old management to new management. A lot of those insurance contracts have been optimized, and I'm looking at this as a one-off event. There is a plan how to recover those revenues back that management is executing, and on top of that, we'll see new revenues flowing in from Goop that has been acquired, those four new hospitals and five clinics starting the fourth quarter. So you will see a significant revenue increase by year end as compared to 2011, as well as EBITDA.
Okay, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Thank you. And the final question comes from Anna Kurbatova from Gazprom Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, thank you very much. Could you give some more color on your future M&A deals? I mean, not mentioning, of course, the names of the companies you're interested in, but in general, are those companies already like EBITDA positive? What are you planning in general? You are planning to address some reorganization, so and value extraction from reorganization, or you see the potential in some of your future acquisition, like the potential in market growth and new demand in Russia. So should we see some kind of a new Bashneft story, or it will be some different things? Thank you very much.
We are looking at both sort of a new Bashneft story and a few other investments in different industries which are just basically value accretive in nature. I don't think I can go in much more detail at this point, simply not to mislead you, since all of those transactions are still in the process of internal discussions and debates, and we haven't closed a single deal yet on that.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, again, for joining us today. I think that's it. We'll wrap this conference now. Thank you.